Topic, which is like, yeah, to me, and a couple of questions that came up over the week that deal with Shabbat prophets, and it applies to everybody. We'll see some Yisaitis in Mitzvah Shem today regarding what we did. I look back 5 years ago, some of these questions, but spent a little bit more time because it was Negev this week, Halacha L'maisa, and we will delve into the halachas of Panim Chadashas, what's considered Panim Chadashas, and Sheva Brachas itself. If you're invited to Sheva Brachas, you have to eat, you have to wash, be able to get a bracha, or what happens if they just pull you in to be part of the Sheva Brachas. A waiter, for example, you're in the other night, you're in a restaurant, and you did end up finding someone who's not at the wedding. But the question of Panim Chadashas we'll talk about, and some of the other halachas nageya to Shabbat brachas that is important for all of us. We begin with the Ber HaTev, a very, very important Ber HaTev, not well known for some reason, and it's in Siman Samach Beis Sivkan Aleph, where the Ber HaTev talks about the actual chasen itself and the Shabbat brachas that are said, and the Olam has heard this from me in the past, but for whatever reason, people still don't listen. The brings down like this. It's not like it's a nice thing to do. You're mechuyev to stand the shas bircha zayin brachas during this sheva brachas during the wedding. We're not talking about the sheva brachas made throughout the week, but during the wedding itself, there's a chiyuv to stand. What does that mean? There's a chiyuv to stand. Why? Why do you have to stand? And the answer is very positive. When a mitzvah is being performed, you stand up. You go to a bris meal, you don't see anybody sitting by the bris. You go to a pidyon aben, no one sits at the pidyon aben. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that we stand. We learned it out from this week's parsha. It's therefore apropos that we have to share this part of the share because we find by the Bikurim, when they would bring up the Bikurim, everyone would stand up for those that were bringing the Bikurim. To show the chashivas of the mitzvah, we stand. We should be all standing by the kuppa. We don't have to stand for when the chassid walks in and the kala, we do anyway. Just to because they're melech and she's a malko, she's not yet. She's not there. He's not a melech until after the actual wedding. But we stand up anyway. We just want to stand up to see what they look like. We want to stand up to see what their parents look like. So we are standing. But the Icarus is to stand during the actual ceremony. Why doesn't anybody stand? So of course I've asked great people about this question. Never gotten a good answer. When I spoke with Cohen, if you've been to a wedding with him, he stands. He's 92 years old now, with weddings and not last year, the year before. He stands the whole time. That's the halacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch. When I asked other Rabbanim, they said the minhag of America is not to stand. I don't know who created that minhag.
Don't
they
do, right?
In Eretz Yisrael, they all stand, yes. They don't have parents, they stand. The Marcha Shemuch says he stands. In America, it seems that when they came to their weddings, what happened was is that there were elderly people and they had to sit, so they put out chairs. So they put out chairs already. They began to have everybody sit down after the chuppah. But to be honest with you, it's not what the halacha says. You should be standing. I'm not going to tell all of you to stand now because maybe that is the minhag of America. Everybody sits. It doesn't make sense, but that seems to be the way it's been. So you should just be aware that if there are no chairs, it's fine. It's better that way. The Olam washes me, I always stand. I will sit up until, you could sit when they're reading the Ksuba. You could sit when they are walking down the aisle. In the actual Shabbat brachas, to stand. Let's go further. Birchas Chasana Meilam Seder, the Ber Hetev says, nothing inside here. And this question came up this week, came up a few times with me when I was at weddings because they mixed up the cards to give out to the ones who were saying the brachas. So there's no order to the Sheva Brachas. Let's say you made a mistake. You said the wrong. You said Sameach to Samach before Yetzer Adam. You could still make it up. That's what happened the other night. They were going around and they mixed up the brachas. Umi Chaser Achat Mehena. If you lost out when you remember, you'll say it. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Ber Hetev brings down the Marik. Why don't you make a Shachianu by the wedding? By one of the Sheva Brachas that I did, not the Sheva Brachas, I think by the Afrof, I did speak about why we do not make a Shachianu by a wedding. It's the many, many answers, not now, but we will discuss that at a different time. So the question then is that if you go out of order with the Sheva brachas, the one bracha that's questionable, if you go out of order, is Yaitzer Adam, because we say that bracha twice. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yaitzer Adam. And then the next bracha is Yaitzer Adam again. And it's just a little bit more, it's a little bit more inclusive. There's more things included in that bracha, obviously. But we do say the Yaitzer Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to read the bracha before we run your reading. So it's you say Yitzer Adam, and then you say the same words again. So it's also man, created man. Much more. So what happened was is that this bracha was said before Yitzer Adam. So if you do say this bracha, we can still go back and say the bracha of Yitzer Adam. So again, if they mix up Sais Tassis and Tameach Tesamach, big deal. So you said Sameach to Samach first. You go back to Sois Tassis. If you said Yaitzer Adam, you said Sois Tassis before Ashiyatzer Es Adam, you can still say Yaitzer Adam. The only question that we're going to spend a few minutes on, because we're going to see a Yisayt from Moshe Feinstein and Meir Dikachat in this, what this brach is, why do we say Yaitzer Adam twice? Again, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Kehan Alchem Yaitzer Adam. And then again, Ashiyatzer Hashem, thank you for creating man, B'tzalmai. We have Tzalam and Lakim, Tzalam the Mustav Nisa, Viskin Lomim Binyan Adeyad. Just one bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yaitzer Adam. It's the same bracha twice. And if you said the second Yaitzer Adam, why would you go back and say the first one? So we are going to learn Rav Osner, just the halacha is. So we'll get straight to the halacha. If you happen to be at a Shabbat brachas and this happens, you'll know what the halacha is. So Rav Osner brings down the Rambam, which is what we just saw in the Berahetev. And the Rambam says, if you look at the second one on the sheet, Shevet Alevi, Beniska Shalai Birch Yaitzer Adam, Im Yafsik Visayim, should you go ahead and finish? Or Yigmar Ashiyata, Vele Yivarch Yaitzer Adam, maybe you shouldn't say the Yaitzer, don't go back to the Yaitzer Adam. And he brings down from the Sefer Atei Arozim, Hishdim Ashiyata, yes, you can't go back and say Yaitzer Adam. But he says, he doesn't understand because the Rambam's not Masha like that. And we just read the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't make any chilukim. Rambam says, if someone misses out a bracha, you go back and you can say it. And also, why would the Yaitzer Adam, he doesn't become a Tamatzik, the time, whatever reason he brings down is not enough of a reason. Why do we say this bracha twice? So one sefer that I saw, in the sefer Simcha Shmuel, he says, Yaitzer Adam is that Hashem created man, that's man without Tyra. And then we have a bracha, which is thanking Hashem for creating Tyra. So that's the second bracha, Yaitzer Adam is Amor. To tell him the most tavnisay, the hiskin and ayat is that we're thanking Hashem for creating us the way He wanted us, which is with living a life of Torah. So there are two brachas. So according to this, if he said the bracha on Torah first and then that He created man, it's questionable. You're thanking Hashem for creating a man that has the ability to learn Torah. So that is, if you say Yaitzer, thank you for creating man, then you say more. Thank not only Hashem, it's like that. Not only. That did you create man, but you also created man to be able to learn Torah. So we're going to learn. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says he's so beautiful. You say, although he ends off with this question and he says it's a suffix brachas, and if you do therefore go out of order, he says you would not go back. But most of the person don't. Most of the person go over Rabbi Moshe's havanin over there. So I'm going to learn his havanin inside.
Bring another person to bear.
What to say the bracha? Yes, we're going to have to see who the bracha is.
The first one.
Why would we?
I made a mistake. I did the second year of the first.
Right.
And I go out and find the first, and I didn't hear it.
So we're going to see that the brachas seem to be for everybody there. Now, we're going to see the Aruch HaShulchan, how he learns how the Shabbat brachas work. But you mean that everybody there is being is really neat, in need of making the bracha. We get one person to make it for them. So if one person's not there, he wouldn't be able to do it because we're going to see. If he wasn't there, he might not be able to make the brachas. That's going to be later on in the shiur. You call a guy and just make a bracha. Maybe he can't. He wasn't a part of the Shabbat brachas. So that's what we're going to see. So first, let's learn Rav Moshe, because this is Rav Moshe says he. It's like, I don't know. The wording here is a little difficult. It's a chelad dal and Ebenezer. So it's you'll see. Either repetitive some of the words in, and sometimes it's difficult to read Rav Moshe's shuvas unless you're used to the way he writes. But let's just read the dark print over here. Where Moshe says a beautiful Yisai. In a binyan amavarach, he has the kusha. Tzarach levarach yaitzadam. Our question. He has the question. He's supposed to say yaitzadam and birach betayis ashayata. You did the next brach. Ashayata resadam etzalmi. So he says like this. Ashalchein amarti shepirish nivrad miyichidi. Really, Hashem created man. We are b'shvili nivroil shenivriyichidi. Originally, Hashem created man without a woman. You don't need anybody else. You need one person. Look what he says. So the arti is that. When Hashem created man, it would have been enough, just Adam Arisha. I don't need anybody else. Hashem needs no one. One person. He only needs Adam Arisha. That's all he needs. And if he would have created, and that is Tachlis Abriya. That's all. Not to create a world of 6 billion people. One person. If this one person, listen to what he says. If this one person goes and follows Torah, who mitzvahs karatzon Hashem, so I barak alam, I sukar bri, mishlaynusi. Well, Hashem only needs one person. And if that one person does it the right way, the bri is bishlaynus. There's nothing more that's needed. So what happened? So why did Hashem create more? Create one and let him be perfect. Let him give him the opportunity to become perfect. What do we need a whole world? Avo ratza kadosh baruch hu, shegama adam, apshe kvar hoya tachlis la bria, even though there's already a whole tachlis, la yechid, he shouldn't be alone. There should be many like this one person. Everyone should be the Tachlis Habriya. So really one is enough. But everyone and every one of us has to look at it. Hashem created the world just for us because it would have been enough, mamish, to create the world just for us if we do the right thing. Hashem doesn't need anybody else. He needs one person. And if you look at yourself like that, so what do you need to do for now? But yeah, if Hashem wants to give others the opportunity to be a part of the Tachlis Habriya. In other words, we are all have that opportunity to be Tachlis Habriya. The only way to do that is if you're going to have the Nekeva. So he creates an Nekeva. After the one person that he created, that's enough. One's enough. Betziva oisam b'mitzvah puravu. So now there's a mitzvah puravu. You have to have children. To give an opportunity to others to be the Tachlis Habriya. The nimsa shal nidia, the tamtziva simcha v'nesui. What do you get? The whole simcha su as well. What do you need? The simcha by nesupu. We don't need people in the world. We only need one person. Chuba puravu shal adam who davka. It's because he was never yechidi. She's a So we have yaitzer adam. It would have been enough for adam. One person. Tachlis sabriya is one person. But Hakadosh Baruch wants to give an opportunity to others. So the only way to do that is to get married. The only way to, and if you're going to get married, you're going to have children. Shalafizeh. It comes out. So the second bracha of Ashiyat Tosav of the Talmud Lewis Tamisa is the bracha that Hashem gave an opportunity to other people. That's really marriage. That's the bracha of marriage. That we're thanking Hashem. That is a mitzvah puruvu. And now others had an opportunity to be the one person that's Tachlis Habriya. And that's the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi that, lefi this. So even if you said Yaitzara Adam, he said, Ashayatar Adam Etzalmai first. Ramesha says it doesn't take away from Yaitzar Adam, because Yaitzar Adam is the defining of what life is all about for one person. Ashayatar Adam Etzalmai, the Talmud Muslim Nisim, is a brach about Binyan Biyad. That's everybody else that Hashem gave an opportunity to be a part of this world too. And if you read his words, he says, Vinimsa, Shaladeh, according to this, it's on Tziva Sin Masun, Shapu Rabu Shalom, Udafka. The Iker is Yechidi. He's a Shaykh Shaka, Rav Nadal Chazu, the Yaitzah, the Mishayah, the Briyasah, the Yechidi, that Shaykh Abacha Shabirach Birchas Ashayatzah, even after Ashayatzah, because Ashayatzah Asadam is defining what this second brach is. That's my reason that you can make this brach even after he said Ashayatzah. But he says, L'maisa, not to do it, Tzavach Brachas Alko, although he says that it's, and again, the place in there for Allah L'maisa. Although Rav Moshe does end off that if you did go out of order, you can't go back to Yetzer Adam. All the other parts can seem to say that you could, and that's why when it did happen at this Shavuot Brachos, I was at the other night, I said we could rely on Rav Moshe's Havamina, we could rely on, because Rav Moshe himself is in Sufik, and we have all these other Paiskin that say the Rambam says you can go out of order. So again, the Iker that we get out of Rav Moshe, and it's Yisai Gadol for each one of us, as we have into Rosh Hashanah, that we are Tachlis Habriya, that each one of us, Hashem looks at us as we are, I created, I only need one person. And you could be, you are that one. Hashem gave this gift that each one of us can be Tachlis Habriya. That it's enough that I created the world just for you, not to have 6 billion people. You don't need 6 billion people. He needs just to have someone who is a Muslim. And that's one person. And each one of us is given an opportunity to say, Hashem could say, you are Tachlis HaBriyah. I created the world just for you. And each one of us has that opportunity to be Tachlis HaBriyah. I created the world just for you. And that's what that bracha is, Yaitzer HaAdam, that Hashem created Adam. We are being grateful that Hashem created us also, giving us that opportunity to be also Tachlis HaBriyah. Okay, let's move on. So once again, Halacha Maaseh, just to conclude this part, you should stand by the chuppah, unless you're tired, and unless, for whatever reason, you feel that you don't want to stand out, you should be standing. If the brachas are set out of order, which can happen, you can make it up. You can just go back and fill and say it again. Why do we make a shachianu? We have a separate shiur about that. So that's clear. We've taken care of the first part of the shiur. We now head into what's panim chadashis. Everybody always asks, what's panim chadashis? I was at the chuppah, but I didn't stay for the meal. You know how many people did that this week? There were four weddings. My night, there were four weddings every single night. And then there were people that therefore showed up at Sheva Brachas. So they were at the chuppah. Some were at the chuppah. Some came to just say mazel tov. A lot of them just did that, and then they left. And there were others that missed the chuppah and stayed for the meal. And then comes now during the week, and they showed up. Are they what's called panim chadashis, and what is this whole concept of panim chadashis? So you know, it's a little bit different than other places in halacha over here because we have a Ramah, we usually follow the Ramah, and over here for some reason the Paiskim do not really follow fully the Ramah. So let's go through this slowly over here. It's a little complicated, not complicated. It's the way the Mechaber writes it. You have to. What does he really focus on by the wedding to be called Panim Chadashis? So let's learn it slowly together. Dr. Mechava like this. Bracha Zusha, Mesif and Beis Chasanim. We add in the Bracha of Hibracha Achrayim Mizayim. Bracha Birchas Ashabara. Ashabara, we'll see, is not connected to the other six because you really don't need Panim Chadashis for that. So we're going to come back because that's what he says. V'yeshayim and Da'af Ashabara and the work of Zayin al Kishim Zamachem. Ramah says, no, you need Panim Chadashis. So we have machlekes with this bracha of Ashabara. Leave out Ashabara. Let's assume like Ramah, you need panim chadashes for all of them. Hamed, now let's see panim chadashes. Hamed varamamurim. That the ones who were eating there were there, berchas hanasuim. They were at the wedding. They heard the Sheva brachas at the wedding, the Shama brachas. If let's say there were other people there eating there, but they were not, meaning they were not at the chuppah. They came for the meal. So now they're panim chadashis. You need a minion and the chassan is part of the minion too. According to the top of the Kita, what defines panim chadashis? Were you there by the chuppah? If you were not there by the chuppah, you're still panim chadashis. You can show your panim chadashis. You were not at the chuppah. Oh, now let's go right there. Now we have to remember over here. If you ate the meal there, you're already and you stayed for the Sheva Brachas, right? If you stayed already, so you already did. So you can't be included. You can't be included in Panim Chadashis again. You were there for the Sheva Brachas. So let's assume that the person left, like most of us do. We're not sticking around to the end of the wedding. So we came there. We ate there. We were not there by any of the Sheva Brachas that we said.
Came after the chuppah.
You're looking for benching, assuming that's most of us, right? Not most of us, but I'm saying if you're running from wedding to wedding, that's usually what's going to happen.
So you could be there for 3 hours.
You could be there for 3 hours, right? You were never there for the Sheva Brachas. So that's the first sheet. And you heard the Brachas. No, you could have been by the Chuppah. So the second sheet in the Machaber is you were by the Chuppah, but you didn't eat the meal there. So you left after the Chuppah. So you leave after the chuppah, you still call panim chadashis. Says the mechaber, that's the minig. Although we'll see, that's not the minig. But that's the. So again, we have two sheetahs over there. Either the first sheet is were you there by the chuppah or not? Second one is none of the chuppah. Were you there for the meal? So we have two conflicting, different, opposite opinions when it's going to be considered panim chadashis. So let's go a little bit further over here. We're going to learn the Pesach Tshuva. Very important, because I had this week one of the questions that came up, can you use a child for Panim Chadashis? Can you use a woman? So a woman was not at the actual wedding, but What is Panim Chadashis? Why is this Panim Chadashis what makes us be able to say the Zayin Shavu Brachos? So when if you had a woman that was not at the wedding, and now she shows up, or a child who was not at the wedding, what's the difference? Let's start. We're just going to go in the order of the Paiskim on the page, and then we'll move further. Ayin Ber Heita, Filim Rak Echad Panim Chadashis, you only need one. Vayim B'Seif Eschar L'Avram, Isha is not Panim Chadashis. Why? Sorry, you can only use panel chadash. Someone can be part of the tent. We just saw you need tent, and he brings down. He's there. Avad Mutanim also not panel chadashes. Clearly, la lacha child's no good, and a woman is no good. Eved is no good because of it. Second, this is also very important. It's all in the Pesach Tshuva. What happens if you started with panel chadashes and then he left? That also, he didn't stick around, but he was there by the meal. So, what's the ikker? Panim Chadash is to be there by the meal, or to be there when the Shavu Brachos are being said? Says the, let's see the Pishkei Tshuva. So, first of all, if you started with 10, the Yatsu Mitzasan, and some of them walked out, and the Panim Chadash is left, you're allowed to finish it off. So we don't even know when did he leave. He left when? He left before they started the Shavu Brachos in middle, or he left even before the Shavu Brachos ever began. When do we need him to be there? The Panim Chadashis person, does he need to be there at part of the Shavu Brachos? He have to walk out in middle, or no? He was there for the meal. So we have that's what we're going to get back to. It doesn't explain. It doesn't say when he walked out. Let's go to the other person on the page.
Yeah.
And does he have to eat? We'll see later. Comes the Beis Shmuel. Who do we pass on? First sheet, the second sheet, the Mechaber. Says the Beis Shmuel says, on the Mechaber that says Pashat HaMinig, he brings the Marshal. That passes like the first day, which is Das HaRambam. What's the Rambam? So the Rambam sheet is, like we just said, that's the first sheet, the Mechaber. Were you there by the Chuppah or not? If you were not there by the Chuppah, so then you're still part of Kadashas. And then you'll be able to... Clearly, what we see now, if you have two sheetahs over and you have Safik Brachas Lachal, we're running into problems. You have two different opposite sheetahs here. You have the Mechaber second sheet, the Pashat HaMinig. You have the Beis Shmuel that's giving me the Mashal over there. And the Mashal is telling me, hold like the Lalacha. If you're going to have both sheetahs over, if you can ask me, if someone just comes to say Mazel Tov, he definitely can go ahead and he's Panim Chadashis. He wasn't there for the Brachas and he wasn't there for the meal. So he has to have been there. But if you're going to go into Safik Brachas, if he was either there for the Chuppah or he was there for the meal, because again, the according Shafila b'Shatzkov Shama Brachim le'achlu Shamarata, it has to be that he ate. So if you were there for the meal or you were there for the chuppah, you can't be called Panim Chadashis anymore. Because but if you're just going to come say Mazel Tov and you were at the wedding and you didn't sit down to eat, sometimes we just do that. You can't. Let's say you just come for dancing. Many times you run in, you go for dancing. You're still Panim Chadashis. Wasn't there for the chuppah and I didn't eat. So that seems to be, if you're going to take all these sheetahs together over here, just because you went to the wedding, you can still be considered Panim Chadashis. It doesn't have to be you weren't there at all. You could have been there. You didn't eat at the wedding. Okay. It also could be also see that even if you ate an appetizer or you came to get a drink, that doesn't count. So let's go weiter over here. So let's turn over the sheet. And we're going to learn we're going to go in order of the Paiskim until we get to the Paiskim of Rav Eliyashiv. Says the Rav Shlomo Klugin in Sefer number 4. When is the Shavu Brachos Chal? Rak b'shazush when you met bench. The Hare Lav HaPasgarim came. Shem HaYisay Kol Yoyim. If you don't have Panim Chadashis, Ein Chay L'Varach. There is no Zayin Brachos. Gamim Mishav Mishasu the Panim Chadashim. It's all about benching. If Mishas Birchas Hamazon Chal of Halachlay. So you clearly see that he owes it the Panim Chadashis. Has to be there by benching. We're going to see the other person don't hold like that. The Panim Chadash has to be there for the benching. So the fear of Shlomo Kluger, the Iker is, Panim Chadash is there by the benching. And the Sefer, one of the Sfarim that we use, the Sefer Yismach Lev, let's see what he says from Rabbi Yashiv, very important. Let's say the Panim Chadash, Mamish our question. Shalchu, Kaidim Birchas Hamazin, Chase, Rabbi Yashiv, in Besuda, if he was at the meal by the Chayil Mavar Zayin Brachas, you could say, after Achaz Rebbeinu came, Kivan Shekvar Chal, once is a Chiyav of Zayin Brachas, and then he brings down Vahatan Azdam Ali, another country is called Penina Shavu Brachas, they also ask Rebbe Yashiv there, and Lashon Rebbe Yashiv, and that safer is, Sheshtati Besuda Mar B'Masimcha, if he adds to the Simcha, find the drops of the shvilo. So that is enough. He does not have to be there for the benching. So very important. The pun I had the other night, one of the panim chadashes, he was marvel with them. He couldn't be at one of the, someone that maybe I don't realize wasn't at the wedding. Someone really, really close to me. Why he couldn't be there for whatever reason is, and I didn't know why he wasn't there until the next day, and then he came to Thursday night Sheva Brachas, and then the shadow was he couldn't stay. He did stay at the end, but he wasn't sure if he could stay for the actual benching. Balacha, what here is that if he makes he's marvel with Timka, he was there. Okay, it was upsetting that he wasn't about a wedding, but he was there at the Sheva Brachas. So the halacha is that you can say the Sheva Brachas. He's called Panam Chadashas. Panam Chadashas does not have to be there by the benching itself, and that's the key the this. However, the what I want the island to see is I need the island to go back because this is I said I briefly alluded to this. If you go back to number one on the first slide, there is a Ramah, and the Ramah says. If you can go back to number one on sheet on side number one of the sheet, Ramah says like this: even though the panim chadashes don't eat there, you can say shavu bracha. So according to Ramah, panim chadashes doesn't have to eat; he's just there. If he's just there, it's enough. Now, if that's so, it does seem that according to Ramah, it would appear that he has to be there by the benching. If he doesn't eat, the Ramah doesn't seem to care about eating. Because he says, even if he doesn't eat, he's still called Panam Chadashas. So if he's the Ramah, what does it have to do with eating and not eating? And that's what they answer Bal Yasha. Why are you saying that if he ate, he's called Panam Chadashas? Panam Chadashas doesn't have to do with eating. Because the Ramah says, you don't even have to eat. He can be called Panam Chadashas. He's just there. For whatever reason, we'll have to see what's shot in there. But when they asked that, I wrote it on the sheet over there, they asked Bal Yasha, but the Ram says he has to be the Brachas. So he says the Ram's going with the Hishitas, with the Hishita, that you do not have to eat, but if you don't hold like the Ram, which again is interesting, that we're not going to hold like this Ram, so the Ikar is going to be what if they were there for the meal itself, and we're going to see being there for the meal, does he have to eat or not, is another Shiloh. But according to Rav Yashiv, that he if he's there for the meal and he's marba b'simcha during the meal itself, even if maybe he doesn't eat, I don't need him to eat, he's leaving anyway. So if he's leaving anyway, what's the difference if he eats or not? But the fact is that he was a mechuyev in, he was marba b'simcha. He's marba b'simcha, the mechuyev of Zion brothers. So let's go further over here. They ask all these other paiskim over here, and he brings down the next paragraph will be right after the English print. They bring the Pesach Tshuva. Shemeschilu levarach b'panam chadashes. V'yat v'panam chadash b'emtza ha-bracha. So you see how he learns the Pesach Tshuva. You can finish the bracha. Or midvarav, if you go before, you can't. Not like Rabbi Yashiv. Like we said, his chitshuva is mashma that you started and then in the middle. Kulam, then he brings out from the Moshe Feinstein, the Sefer again, the Sefer Yismach Lev, that goes through it very, very in depth. See, Shahira, Shirim, Alpanam Kadash, is to the Lachas Bem Sasuda. Let's say you want to leave the middle of the meal, so you can make time bracha. So we have Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv, that if the Panam Kadash says, I can't stay, I have to leave, you can still say the Zion Brachas. It's not totally in the Birchas Hamazon, it's totally in Seuda. If at the Seuda there was Marvin B'Simcha, you're able to say it. And then he says, he asked one other Paisik, answer by Lev Steinman, Ma'adin Apanam Chadash is Yatukha in the Birchas Hamazon, can you say the Sheva Brachas? Rabbi Lev Steinman said, if he was at the Seuda for a normal time, it's not Kasha, he just walked in and out. Why Rak Nichnas V'Yot, now he went in, Shalabar, can you say Sheva Brachas? He doesn't even say he has to eat. That's what we're going to see. We'll see if the Panam Chadash has to eat or not. If your Panam Chadash decides he can't stay for benching and he wants to leave, if he was someone that was marba b'simcha, you were happy that he was in, not a waiter, and not someone you called from the street, and not someone you're in a restaurant, and not in the restaurant, I'm going to call someone in just to be a Panam Chadash, that's no good. It has to be someone that you know, and you're happy that he's there for whatever reason. He wasn't at the wedding, or he was at the wedding, like we said. He just wasn't there by the chuppah, and he didn't sit down to eat. So, what? Sorry? Right, so that's what we have to see. Who's he being married with a simcha for, right? Excellent. That's what we have to go by there.
You're talking, you make people better, you make good jokes. People are married with simcha, but you have more people.
If you know him, I don't know if you know him, I don't know if he's still married with simcha.
And then I'll show up. That made a new friend.
You made a friend, I guess. You became your friend.
Yeah.
So let us go weiter over here. Zakta Mechaber. So let's see who this person is, though. He's being married with the simple. So let's see. Zakhtan Mechaba like this, number five.
So hey. If it's the last night of Shabbat brachas, you could say Shabbat brachas and then continue the Suda. You don't have to bench.
Like, oh, you got bench.
Then you have to bench.
Maybe you bench and you do the Shabbat, right?
But if you do the Shabbat brachas in the middle, what's the difference?
No, you could, if you get running into the last night, so then you could do the Shabbat brachas and then...
And then continue eating.
Yeah, afterwards. That's what I tell everybody to do. You have to continue. You have to finish before Shkia. Okay.
You still have to finish a meal before Shkia. Yeah. And not just Shabbat brachas.
No, the Shabbat brachas has to be done. The meal, you can do whatever you want with the meal. The meal's not...
You say Shabbat brachas?
Yeah, why not? You bench and you continue.
You have to bench. You don't have to bench. Just say
Shabbat brachas. 7 days are over by Shkia.
Right, so you could just say Shabbat brachas and not bench. Bench later on.
No, you got to do it all twice. You can't do Shabbat brachas without benching.
If the Panu Chadash has to leave, you have to bench and do Shabbat.
You don't have to, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to, because
the Panu Chadash has to leave. You don't
have
to be by the
benching.
You
don't have to be
there
by the benching. Okay. You don't have to be there. You can do whatever you want.
It's over.
What's called Panu Chadash? Here, Mechaber tries to tell us what it is. What's Panu Chadash? Elam kein hein b'nei Adam that you marbe b'shvilam. You're doing something extra for them. What does that mean? Says the Beis Shmuel, Kasav Bach, Afim l'machshav. Even if you're not being marbe b'shvilam, in ruin, there are people that are chashav enough that I would be marbe b'shvilam. I would add something to my meal. It's not going to be my simple supper. That's Panu Chadash. B'hayim l'das ha'paiskim. That was at a place that we said that hold you have to eat. The Ran, again, we're leaving the Ran out because the Ran holds nothing to do with eating. Ain't Sarfab is, you know, let's just make him. The Ran holds, oh, the person's there. I'm just happy with him here as being a guest. So the Ran is going to look at, I'm happy that he's here as a guest. I don't need him to eat. The other place can seem to say, no, it has to be something with eating. So let's go further. We're going to build up over it. The Chalkis Mechaikik on the page says, Kas, Tas, number seven, Tas, Pes, and Kas. So Shadarfab is. The derech is mash mahoil v'rol laharbes lechvoidoi. Even if I wasn't marbe, I didn't do. I was having my same shabbat brachas. Mikol makom, there's a simcha yisera mash kasef lefnei ze afal pishay noichli. Doesn't have to be they eat. It has. See, he seems to be going more with the ran, but with the sak halacha that the kitzer brings down the archa shulchan. Archa shulchan is very lengthy, but let's just see number eight. Panim chadashes mikri im baal l'sham adam. Machna Simchas Mreis, he's there because he's a friend. And writes, and we want to be marba because of him. It doesn't have to be the chasen and the kala. We, as a group, or the family. The apal pishay na'echel. He doesn't have to eat. So again, you don't need the eating. He also seems to be on more with the ran. You don't even have to eat. Or maybe not. Or maybe it has, because they're bringing in, I would want to be marba b'shviloi. So it has to be that he's such a person that be marba b'shviloi. Comes the Aruch HaShulch and he tries to explain it a little bit more, these different shittas, and then he says like this, Ikarinyan, he brings the Rambam. The Rambam is the one, is one shita. What's pshat in Sheva Brachas? Dine Brachas Eloem Levarach HaSazul. You have to bless the couple that they should not sleep. Uvederach Agim Noifin, you give the Bracha to the L'chabit Ha'om HaNesam. You also talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Listen to the Aruch HaShulch, about three lines on the bottom. Achiv Zemuto HaKolish Yisrael. Every Jewish person, kishabali honest, when you go to a wedding, to the Sheva Brachas, every one of us has to give them a bracha. But one, you can't do that. So one's going to do it for everybody. That means everybody, I'm sitting at Sheva Brachas, half people are not listening. According to the Rambam, you have a chiyuv to do this bracha. You're here. You have to give a bracha. So, echad amivarach, lechem shayvayin and amr. Havi ki'ilu kol ha'ayim din baruch v'sachasam ha'kala. Kivon shebircham pamacha. Oh, you only have to do it once. See, he's been totally in the chuppah, or after the benching, after the meal. So they didn't bless the zug. That is the Rambam. The Rambam says is that everybody has a chiyuv to bless the couple. You have one person doing it, you have to listen. If you heard the brachas one time, meaning you were by the chuppah. So according to the Rambam, Nikr is by the chuppah. Oh, you already heard the bracha. So by the chuppah, according to the Rambam, everyone has to listen to the brachas. You can't talk. I'm supposed to be blessing them. If I'm cooking, how am I blessing them? I'm being yaitzeh with the Mesader's Kedushin, maybe not with him, but with all those that are going, being called up to say the Zayin Brachas. They are representing us as the, to say the bracha for us. We have to listen and answer Amen. If I wasn't there by the chuppah, now you understand the first sheet. If I wasn't there by the chuppah, I never said, it's my opportunity now during the Sheva Brachas. But then he brings down Rav Rabbi Seinu. No, that's not Panam Chadoshes. You have 7 days of Simcha. You have to be B'Simcha. Sheva Brachas was said when you're B'Simcha. When you have Panam Chada, oh, I have a new Simcha. I need a new Simcha. I had already yesterday Simcha. It's true. I didn't go to Sheva Brachas. I'm tired already. I had enough. It was up to me. It's over. What do I need it for? But if you're going to have it, oh, maybe another person who wasn't here, oh, I'm happy that he's with me at this now to enjoy the celebration. Oh, new Simcha. Then you, so it's a fascinating thing. You can only say the bracha if you have a Simcha. But no, I'm not brachas. Uve'ein, panam chadashas, I don't have such a Simcha. It's ikra Simcha, suda. Are you there by the meal with me? Not Sami, you come say hello. Thank you, sheesh, panam chadashas, al hasuda. Sha'adayin lo'yachlu, he wasn't there yet. Again, he's up to the eating part. Have a simcha yaseiris. Now you understand the second sheet in the Mechaber. Second sheet that focuses on the eating. I am happier here by my meal. We're enjoying, even if you don't eat, you're a part of my meal. So look what he says. L'chein yesh ha'imrim. So therefore he says, it's only nikra pan chadashim. Ne'odim chashuvim shemarba mishvim ha'machal mishvim. People mention even if I'm not married to Shilam, but their role, I'm b'simcha yaseira. But Tom, again, he says the same idea. Kima, the mean, it's simcha chadasha. It's not a simcha chadasha if they're not considered chashuvim. If they're chashuvim, so now there's a simcha yaseira. I say the brachas. In Cain, avim lo'yirbu Michael. What's the difference? It has to do with simcha. And then he ends off therefore, he brings in the Ramah, who brings the Yeshayimrim, which is the Ran. The Ma'ishayim panachad, afmi sheinaychel mevarach. The Zayzu is nothing to do with the meal, has to do with people. That's the Ramah. But for most of us, the truth is when you're at a meal or a friend, oh, now my meal, I have that Simcha Yisera. Even if he doesn't eat, what does that do with him? It's me. I have a Simcha Yisera. Everybody else has Simcha Yisera. Me, as a parent of the Chasen Kala, you showed up. I'm eating now. When I'm eating, I have a Simcha Yisera. Oh, Simcha Yisera. So we're going to make the he could leave. What's the difference? I already have my Simcha Yisera. He was here. You need the Simcha Yisera. And therefore he says, how he ends off, he brings down the Ramah. Halacha, as we said before, the person don't seem to be following this Ran. You have to. The main thing is that they have to be there by the Suda. You can't just call, according to what we're saying, you can't just call someone in for the Sheva Brachas. You can't call in someone who's in the restaurant, I need Panam Chadash to come in. Well, it's not Marvel Simcha. And he wasn't there at the time. So what does it help to call in somebody? And that's what he says. Okay, he brings the Ran that the Panam Chadash Amdu Sham, he has to be there Kol Shas HaBrachas. But again, as we saw before, the other person don't hold like that because they say he could leave. So we see over the different opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv and others. So we are going to learn over here all these Paiskim that say, based on what we're saying, all agree. Does the Panam Chadash have to eat? If I'm going to Paskin now, does this Panam Chadash person who walks in here, he says, I don't want to eat. Does he have to eat? Doesn't have to eat. I have simcha that is right. So now we could pass in the Shas also. So let's see. They asked Rabbi Yelech Steinman. So let's see. Shalti Lishol, I asked Rabbi Yelech Steinman. Mad din bottom chashu shabolus to the shabra. So he doesn't eat. Could you make? So we already answered it. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yelech said. We have to want him to eat. That's enough. Aval ain't sorry, Papa. He really doesn't have to eat. And he says, I asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Shalfa bishloi tam klum. Panam Chadoshes. He's Panam Chadoshes. Because I invited him to eat. Whether he eats or not, what does he have to do? I'm happy that he's here. I would love for him to eat, but it's not, as long as I invite him, if he tells me I'm going to come, but I'm not eating, then it's not so partial. But if he comes, if I call him and say, come, and he comes, and then he doesn't eat, the fact that he's there is going to, look what he writes, right through there, and the next thing, the sefer that I use, he doesn't want to eat. But he's there for the chasen and the kala. It's also panam chadashis, same like we just said. And then he says, he also says, we don't hold like the Ramah. It doesn't have to do with the Ramah. It doesn't have to do with the Ramah because we said it's, I wouldn't want to be marba b'shvilah. Look at the next paragraph over here, second column. The heishiv, Iker Talishu, Marbin Bishviloi, Marbin Shemaisip, and Marbin Eichel Shviloi. In Layachel Sham Klau, so then he says, okay, Harayana Marbin and Simcha Bishviloi. But like we just said, Chatchila Tzarech Banach, he should really eat if he could. He should at least eat cake, something. So he ate something. Why? Because if you do that, you eat all sheetas, because he did eat something then. And then you're going to satisfy all the pies. And then he brings out in the brackets over here that there was a story that there was in Parim Chadash at Nechba Boin, Abarak Shas Amashka, and Rabbi Yashav said, you can't say the Shabbat Rokhla. So Rabbi Yashav says he should eat something. You see, I don't know, that's why hard to know all these different stories, because Rabbi Yashav seems to hold that maybe to be Yitzel all the sheetas, you should eat something. Now, what I wrote over here on the sheet about a waiter, interesting, because I found the tshuva. No, he doesn't. He means there's someone that I'm happy that he's there. It happened to be the story was an Adam Chashev. It happened to be it was an Adam. Yeah, it's not a Makrib, no. One of the Svarim that I did found speaks about Aniyim. Let's say you invite poor people, that brings you Simcha too, even though I don't know them. That's the safer over here. I don't know how Nagir it is. But the Shiloh is about the waiter, but to me, again, the waiter doesn't add Simcha at all. So I don't know, you can't call the waiter in and it wouldn't really help. Okay, so now let's review over here then. According to what we're saying over here, Panam Chadash is, he comes, invited. According to Rabbi Yalev, at least you want him to come and eat. You're inviting him, please come to the meal. Even if he doesn't eat at the end, I'm still have Simcha that he shows up. Whether he eats or doesn't eat, it doesn't make a difference. But we have one more Shiloh over here. For all of us that do end up, I didn't wash. I mean, I did wash. But so many times you go to Shabbat Brachas, you don't wash. If you don't wash, can you get one in the Shabbat Brachas? So let's, again, he right now said that the Panam Chadashis, to be Panam Chadashis, he doesn't have to eat. Okay, but could he get a bracha? He didn't eat. I want to give the Panam Chadashis one of the bracha, but he didn't eat. In order to get one of the Shabbat Brachas, you have to actually eat at the Shabbat Brachas. So wash. Maybe you have to wash. If you didn't wash, and you because no one wants to wash these days, so can you get one of the Shabbat Brachas or not? So that's the next Shaila we're going to deal with over here. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, let's just go through quickly. He brings down in the bowl part of it, the dying give. Oh, you only need people to eat bread at the sukkah. They don't eat, the rest don't have to eat. The gamma panam chadash is loyachul fas. It don't make a difference. You amar b'simcha. We need at least three. But what's the final sakalach over there? The pischei tshuva number 10 says you need roiv of the 10. You have to make sure roiv ate. Rav Avadia also says you need 70 bread. Make sure 7 at the Sheva Brachas ate bread. Others have to eat, Rav Avadia said they also have to eat cake or something. They got to eat something. When they asked the question, I saw the Satmar Rebbe, the Debertina Rav also writes, the Shapi Yachlevar Apishul Neschai Berchus Amazin, you can give the Sheva Brachas to someone who is not Chai Berchus Amazin, and he brings him the Satmar Rebbe, he didn't eat, he just drank, he ate some fish, and he did one of the Sheva Brachas, and then I found from other, if you look at the stipler, this is go further column down. He was at a simply ate, he also ate lefis. I mean, something like fish, something, and he did say the Shabbat Brachas. The one who wrote the sefer says, I don't know if he holds, you have to eat something, you really don't have to eat, he did only lefis, he didn't eat bread. Rav Shlomo Kluger already said to you before, and then on the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he brings down, I don't know, the afim le'achel, you could say Shabbat Brachas, he says the minigalim is to be mekel, he doesn't say why. All the way on the bottom, you'll see the last one on the right column. Because to answer only a minig is not enough. And then he brings down on the second column over here, the other pious gim avo b'sefer man Yeshua. Yisagi need 3 to eat bread, and it shigam yishol esarima am yachal lebarach. You don't have to eat. Balach l'maisa, if you're going to make, you should eat something. That's because the Sama Rebbe did have fish at least. According to others, you could have at least cake. To make this, you should eat something. If you didn't eat something and they come over to you and it's embarrassing because what happens, oh, I didn't eat. And you just say, with the oven, you could make the shot. You don't have to make a big deal about it because you could be makel. Even if you don't eat, you could say the Shabbat Brachas. But Lalach Lamaisa, if you are going to be the Panam Chadashis over there, so again, you don't have to wash. That we see. Definitely don't have to wash. Even if you don't, people ask me, I didn't wash, could I do this? You could. You need at least 7 people at the Shabbat Brachas to wash to say the Shabbat Brachas. But the ones who are saying the bracha, you just need to eat something, whether it's fish, whether it's going to be a piece of cake. He says even if he drank something, I don't know, because he brings from he did have fish, so he ate something. You should eat something, just don't have l'chaim. L'chaim's not enough either. Eat something, and then you are able to say the Shabbat bracha. Good.